Making decisions isn't a strong point of the Rainbow Family's four-decade existence. It claims to be the world's largest non-organization of non-members with no leaders. Member but not spokesperson Rob Savoy of Colorado says they'll meet in Wisconsin in the next week or two to decide.
Some years everybody gets into arguing. Everybody goes, oh, your site's no good. There's not enough water. You know, whatever it is.
But it's almost certain up to 25,000 Rainbow Family members will be meeting in national forests on Michigan's Upper Peninsula, northern Minnesota, or northern Wisconsin. U.S. Forest Service's Paul Strong in Rhinelander says they're gearing up.
Yeah, we've had conversations with various folks who claim to be part of this rather loose and really by design unorganized organization. It's tough to even call them an organization.
Strong says the key to a location is enough camping, sanitary, and parking facilities. Savoy says these are problems that can be handled, but many people have images of an army of barefooted hippies coming to their area. While he doesn't deny that is accurate for some Rainbow members, he blames the Forest Service for stirring the pot.
Because the Forest Service has been trying to shut gatherings down for a number of years, they have these town meetings. They'll be starting pretty soon. In whatever area they think the gathering's going to be. And then they go into this town meeting, and then they pretty much tell so many pretty wild, out there, crazy stories that they scare the locals to a tizzy.
A decision on a location is expected in the next 2 weeks. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.